Amen. You know, we were singing that song a moment ago, and of course, I'm over here like everybody else. I'm singing, "He won't, he won't, he won't fail, he won't fail." And then I looked over here to George, Elder George, who's worshiping. And I thought, one long ago, that man had to bury his son. And then standing right beside me was Sarah. And I said, you know, it wasn't that long ago, she had to bury her husband. And then I thought about Nancy. One long ago, she had to bury her husband. Then I thought about all the pains and the hurts and things that I have gone through in the last couple of years. And we're singing, but he won't fail. And so I'm on the front row singing this, but then there's something on the inside of me that starts bringing a case against God. I start bringing up charges and an indictment against him. Oh, I thought you said you wouldn't fail. Explain what's happening over there, and explain what happened to her, and explain what happened to her. And like he's got to explain himself to me. And as sure as I'm standing, and I didn't say this out loud, just things going through my mind and my spirit. And as clear as day, I heard the Lord say to my spirit, yeah, but you thought I was done writing their story, and I'm not. He's not done yet. He's not done yet. Your perspective is limited, but his is expansive. So I don't know where your story is right now. You might be in a bad place right now. You might be thinking like I was. Where was God at in all of this? All I can tell you is this. If you're still drawing breath into your lungs, he's not finished writing your story yet. Hang in there. Stay in the... Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I know you got a bad doctor's report. He's not through with it yet. He's still writing the chapter. He's still writing the story. Come on, somebody praise him. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. He's not through yet. He's still writing the story. It's easy in the moment when you're in the heat of it, when you're in the throes of it, when you're under the burden of it, to ball up your fist and shake it at God and say, "Would you let this fail, and you let that marriage fail, you let my business fail, you let my health fail, you let this fail." He's not done writing your... He's not done. Nikki, he's not done writing your story, darling. He's still writing your story. Eric, he's not done. He's still writing your story. I don't care what it looks like. He's still right. He is the author and the finisher. Come on. Come on, somebody, lift up your voices. Lift up your hands. Come on, lift up a sound to the heavens today. Come on, you just got a prophetic word from the Holy Spirit. Come on, you want to honor the word. Honor that word. Honor that word. Honor that word that was prophetically spoken to you this morning. Come on, honor, 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 honor that word. Come on, he won't fail. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't. 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 You ought to sing it. You ought to declare it. You ought to prophesy it. Come on, he won't. He won't. He won't.
The rain came, the wind blew, but my house was built tall.
You better hear this.
And I'm safe with you, and I'm gonna make it. Rain came when I blew.
My house was built for you.
Hey, hey, I'm staying.
You're gonna make it. You're gonna make it. Keep stay right here. Stay right here. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. Watch this. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Here you go. Here we go. Here we go. Sorry, baby. You're gonna make it, honey. You are making it. Not gonna, you are. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I'm gonna preach it like I feel it. I know I'm not gonna get it all out, but I'll start this morning. We'll see where we go, but just stay where you are. Jesus said, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now, when you read that, the first thing you think, well, this sounds like a simple travel plan, an itinerary, but it's not. In the kingdom of God, every movement is prophetic. Jesus never wastes a word. He never initiates a crossing without assigning purpose to the other side. When he said, "Let us cross over," he wasn't giving them a choice. He was giving them a calling. Here's the question I wrote down. What if this isn't about a geography? What if this is about destiny? See, I understand that storms can come out of nowhere. They seemingly come out of nowhere when you least expect it. That's how it was on this particular sea. In this region, storms pop up out of nowhere, unexpectedly. Jesus said, we're going to cross over to the other side. Anytime he puts an, you better listen to me. Anytime he puts an assignment on your life and puts a calling on your life, you mark my words, there will be a storm come up while you're on your way to your future and your destiny. Don't get all tripped up and get it all twisted that, well, I've done this. I thought as soon as tribulation hits, as soon as the wind hits and the waves hit, my first inclination is the hand of God is against me. God's judging and the hand of God is against me. No, it's not. It was their obedience that put them in the boat. It was their obedience that put them on the sea. It was their obedience that put them in the storm. And it will be their obedience that gets them to the other side. I wish I had somebody to help me in here. It's not that God is against you. God is for you. He's got a plan, a purpose, a destiny, a future. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows where he's taking you. And yes, you might hit a storm every now and again. But he said, watch what he said. He said, let us. He didn't say, you go. I hope you make it. Good luck. No, no, no. He said, let us. Touch your neighbor, tell them, let us. Let us go. What does that mean? It means while you're in the boat, in the storm, on the sea, you're never by yourself. He's right on your boat with you. The enemy would love to convince you he's not within a million miles of you, but I've come by to let you know in the middle of your darkest hour, in the middle of your worst storm, your worst nightmare, you are not alone. He is right there with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never abandon you. He's right there with you. What does that mean? It means if he's with you, you're not going to sink. You're not going to drown. You're not going to perish. You're not stuck in transition. And you are not going to die in the middle. You will make it. 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 I'm prophesying in here. You will make it. You will make it. You ought to tell three people near you. Prophesy. You will make it. Tell them. Tell them. Tell them. Tell them. You will make it. Because he won't fail. He won't fail. He won't fail. Why? Because there's something on the other side. Watch this. That you were born to reach. There's something on the other side of this storm that you're going through right now that you were destined for. You were born for, and he'll make sure you get there. Do you hear me? See, on the other side of the storm, there was a demoniac who was in a cemetery. What do you have, a legion of demons? Jesus got over there to the other side, set that man free, and called him to preach and evangelize and be the apostolic father to the city of Decapolis. 10 cities. What's on the other side of your storm he's trying to get you to? What's on the other side of this this horrific place you're in right now. What's on the other side of that he's trying to get you to? What is it that the enemy's trying to prevent you from doing? What is it he's trying to hold you back from? What is it that he's trying to keep you from? He won't fail. He's got an assignment on your life. He's got a purpose and a plan for your life. And I know you're navigating some rough waters right now. I know you're navigating some waves right now. I know you're navigating through some winds right now. What was the verse we sung? Rains blew, or rains came and winds blew. Yeah. 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 Come on, you're in a prophetic moment right now. I got to tell you, Spirit of God brought you here for this morning, for this moment right here. You're in a prophetic moment. You thought you were going to drown, but I'm here to tell you today, you will not sink. You will not lose. You're not going down because he won't fail. Come on, sing. Listen, I'm just going to hit this and then I'll get out the way. But the disciples say to him, I'm going to fast forward because I want to get to this part. He said, do you not care that we are perishing? That's not just fear talking. That's fear. That's fear. That's anxiety. That's accusations all wrapped up. Don't you even care that we're about to die? Some of y'all been there. Some of y'all might have prayed that prayer. Some of y'all walked into this room. You said it when you were coming down the road to the church. Does God even know? Does he even care? Does he not see the struggle is real? Does he not see the pain is real? Does he not see that the storm is real? Is he within a million miles of this hell that I'm in right now? Is he within a million miles of what this torment that I'm in right now, that I'm going through right now? Does he even care? And I'm here to tell you right now. I'm here to tell you right now. He absolutely cares. The place that you and I need to get to when we hit those places is you got to learn to simply trust in him. It's as simple as that. It sounds simple when you hear it, but practically it can be challenging to apply it. Touch your neighbor and tell him you've got to trust him. You've got to trust him. What does that look like? What is trusting him when I'm going through what I'm going through? What does that look like practically? It looks like this. When he said, let us go over to the other side, it's anchoring into the word that he spoke over you. If he said to get over to the other side, I've got to know that he's going to make sure that I get over to the other side. Trusting him looks like anchoring into the word that he's already given you. He's already spoken over you. If maybe the word you need to hear is this word right here. If you want to anchor on to something, lock into this thing. He said, let us go over to the other side. You will get there. I promise you that. You will get there. You're on your way and you will get there. Trust looks like holding on to that word. Trust looks like I've got this word. I'm going to anchor on to it. I'm going to hang on to it. And I don't care how bad the wind gets. I don't care how big the waves get. I don't care how bright the lightning flashes. I don't care what it looks like, what it sounds like. I'm anchoring on to the, we are going to get to the other side of this thing. You know what we better get good at? Get good at whatever word he gave you. If it's a verse, if it was a prophetic word, you better write that thing down and you better declare that thing every day you get out of bed. Every day you get up, you make a declaration and you speak that thing. What was it that Jesus did at the end of the story when he was in the storm with them? He stood up and he said. Well, what if he was actually training his disciples and teaching his disciples? What if what he was doing in that moment was actually teaching them something and training them? Because he followed it up with, where's your faith? Why'd you wake me up out of my sleep and call me up here to do something you should have been handling your... Here's the problem. We are really good at talking about the storm. We'll go on social media and we'll post about the storm. And we'll call people up and we'll tell them about the storm. And we talk all about the storm. Problem is, ain't nobody talking to. Where's your faith? Where's your faith? That's what Jesus said. Where's your faith? You keep talking about the addiction. You keep talking about how they betrayed you. You keep talking about how they hurt you. You keep talking about how he walked out on you, how she walked out on you. You keep talking about how they fired you. You keep talking about how they repossessed. You keep talking all about it, but you haven't taken the time to talk to it. And Jesus spoke to his storm. He didn't reason with it. He didn't try to use logic against it. He didn't argue with it. He just stood up and spoke to it. Whosoever should say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Ho! Do I got any whosoever's in here? Come on, are you a whosoever in here? Whosoever would say to this mountain, who would say to this storm? Who would say to the wind, to the waves? That's what trusting him in the storm looks like. It looks like hanging on to the word. It looks like talking to the storm. It looks like this. It looks like staying in the boat. That's what trusting in God looks like. Stay in the boat. The disciples never jumped out of the boat. They said, well, this wave is too bad. This wind is too bad. This storm is too bad. I'm out of here. Let me swim to the shore. No, they stayed right where they were. What we end up doing many times, when it gets rough, when it gets tough, when it gets hard, we bail. We quit. We jump out of the boat. We say, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to go through this. I'm out of here. Trust looks like staying in the boat and saying, you know what? You said we'd get to the other side. So the best thing that I can do is stay right where I am to make sure I get to the other side. Eric, here's something in the story I've preached from this text. I've been preaching for over 20 years. I've preached from this story so many times. George, there was something in the story that I missed completely. I'm going to share it with you and then I'm done. I'm going to let you play and sing and we'll worship. I never saw this until yesterday when I was reading the text again. Mess me up. I'm writing this sermon out. Go, this will preach. This is good. I like this. I like that. But there was one part of all the times I've ever preached. How many of y'all ever hear me preach from this text? You've heard me preach from this many times. One part that I missed, and I want you guys to put this on the screen for me if you don't mind. I want you to go find me verse 36. Here it is. Now stay in this vein with me. Trusting him in the middle of the storm by anchoring into the word, by not bailing out and getting out of the boat, staying in the boat, in the middle of the storm, trusting in him looks like you worshiping him in the middle of the storm. It's easy to praise God when it's all sunshine and lollipops. We'll huck and buck in here when the income tax check comes in. But by the 4th of July, when we're all broke, busted, and disgusted, we like, he won't fail. I'm over here eating peanut butter and jelly and Viannies. It's not a good combo. But real worshipers and real praisers will do it in the middle of the storm. That's where you know if you're a real worshiper and a real praiser. We'll get to that in a minute. But this one part I never noticed because I thought, stay in the boat. Trust in him. Important, good stuff. But the part that I failed to notice, now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. Here's the verse that I missed, Marvin. And other little boats were also with him. When the storm came, it didn't just impact the boat the disciples were in. It impacted all the other little boats that were with them. See, you staying in the boat, you trusting in him, you worshiping in the storm, isn't always just about you and your destiny and your future and where you're going. I want you to take note. There might be a lot of other little boats around you that are impacted by the storm and the hell that you're going through. And if you don't do it right, they may suffer. They might not make it. That's why you got to do what it is that you got to do. That's why you got to trust. I wish I had somebody to help me in here. You got other little boats around you saying, if you don't make it, we won't make it. So that's why in the middle of the storm, I'll trust that word. George, I know you're in a storm. Noriel, I know you've gone through a storm. Sarah, Nancy, I know you've gone through hell. Erica Lee, I know you've been in a storm, but there's little boats around you. And they're going to watch. And they're going to see if you'll make it. They're going to see, will you praise him? I love it. George is over here at the altar weeping. Gets up from the altar, walks over there where Adam is standing, and lays his hands on Adam and begins to pray for Adam. I would have stayed down here crying my eyeballs out, saying, God, have mercy on me. He said, no, there's other little boats. There's other little boats. There's other little boats. See, you've got to make it because there's other little boats with you. And if you can get Jesus, the storm that was affecting them had to be affecting those other little boats. And when Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and rebuked the waves and said, peace be still, not only did it impact their boat, but it also impacted all those other little boats that were around them as well. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody, just lift up your hands. Worship him right now. Praise him right now. Come on, do it in the middle of the storm. Do it while the wind blows. Do it while the waves are blowing. Do it while the lightning flashes. Do it while all hell's breaking loose. Worship him right now. Praise him right now. Other little boats are depending on you.
Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family. Shout Jesus from the mountains, and Jesus in the streets, and Jesus in the darkness over every enemy.
And Jesus for my family.
Jesus for my family, I speak glory. Jesus,
your name.
Other little boats. Other little boats. Other little boats. Come on. This is what I'm talking about. I would have wallowed in my pain. I would have been in my grief. I'd have been agonizing over my loss. And this is what it looks like when you're in the middle of a storm. This is what it looks like when other little boats are affected by and impacted by whatever it is that you're going through. If it's a storm, it's a storm. But if it's peace, it's peace. Come on. I just released that word. I released that in this place right now. Thank you. He's still writing the story. He's still doing it. It's not over until he says it's over. And I don't hear him saying it's over yet. Here we go. Are you in a storm right now? Are you in a bad place right now? Have you been hit by waves? Have you been hit by the wind? Have you been hit by turmoil? Have you been hit by torment? Have you had a storm blow up out of nowhere and it's rocking your world right now? Then here's what we're going to do. I open this altar for you right now. If that's you, bring your storm. Bring your pain. Bring your hurt. Bring the wind. Bring the waves. Bring the turmoil. Bring the torment. Bring it to this altar, because the Prince of Peace is in this place. Peace is in this boat. You have Jesus in the boat with you, and Jesus is in this boat right now. Come on, if that's you, come.
come, 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 come on. Every person in a storm right now, you're being tossed to and fro. You're dealing with the pain, the hurt, the agony. Come right now, right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You're going to make it. You're going to make it.